Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello and welcome to this weekly mini episode of the Curious Coach podcast. This week's curiosity challenge is about noticing your own inner dialogue and becoming aware of the things we are telling ourselves. We all talk to ourselves at various times. Sometimes, in fact, so much so, we may not even be overly conscious of doing it. This inner dialogue can sometimes represent our harshest critics or berating us when we do something wrong. At other times, they can act like the harbingers of doom, telling us all the things that can go wrong and why we're just not good enough. On occasions, they may even also act as our cheerleaders and offer encouragement for us to really go for something. But because we're so used to our own inner dialogue, we sometimes don't even realise that it's there, or that we have a choice to listen to it or ignore it. So this week's challenge is about simply being aware of the times when your internal dialogue is happening and being curious about where it's coming from. Simply notice the dialogue. Start with listening to the tonality of the voice. Is it the same voice all the time, or does it change depending on the circumstances? Some people find it useful to think of the inner voice as gremlins. Some people might end up with a single gremlin, or there might be different gremlins that pop up at different times depending on the circumstances. By giving your gremlin a name and visualizing it as having a certain form, it can be quite useful for becoming more aware of them. Then, when you notice the inner dialogue happening, you can become more conscious of it by saying, "Oh, here's Mr. Negative rearing his head again. I wonder why." As you start to notice the gremlin, and the patterns around when they appear, be curious about their intent. Are they really there to simply annoy you and make you feel bad about yourself? Or is there some positive intent behind them? For example, a gremlin that tells you you're not good enough may actually be trying to get you to try even harder to prove it wrong so that you are successful, or perhaps to protect you from failing in your endeavours. When you start to think of them as having positive intent, you can then embrace them, thank them for trying to protect and look after you, and actually offer them reassurance that you've got this. In fact, when you become aware of what triggers your gremlins, you can actually anticipate when they'll pop up and start the dialogue with them first. "Now, Mr. Scaredy Cat, I know you're going to pop up to warn me about that presentation I've just agreed to do, and I appreciate that I'm going to be nervous, but it's okay. I've got this. I'm going to do lots of practice over the next couple of days so that I'll be ready, and I'll be able to knock this presentation out of the park. So you just have a little rest there, Mr. Scaredy Cat, and I'll be okay." Anyway, that's it for this week, and as usual, I'd love to hear how you got on, so please don't hesitate to get in touch by sending me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and that's Stephen with a PH. Full details of this and all other episodes can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast. Thanks again for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.